So, dear community, we are now in the afternoon of day one at JEC Forum in Central Europe, and I have now the honor talking to the Polish Investment and Trade Agency, and we will now touch on what Jacek mentioned before, the dual use applications, and I greet with me together, please, Piotr Blocher. He is the export manager of that department and also day one here. And thanks for being part of my show.
Thank you for the invitation. Hello, everyone. My name is Piotr Blocher and I'm a member of the team of experts in the export support department in the Polish Investment and Trade Agency, responsible for actually two sectors. It's a construction and high technology in security and dual use products. And we are supporting Polish exporters. We starting from the preparation for export activity, giving them some information, supporting them with business matchmaking, promoting the brand of Polish economy worldwide. For example, during the exhibitions, international conferences, and other sectoral events. This is our mission to support Polish companies. For example, showing them the new possibilities to diversify their activity in international supply chains with the biggest international companies.
You see, community, we will be talking now about a very sensitive topic, that is dual use. If you would have asked me 10 years ago, then I would have said, be careful with dual use applications because they need an export license, for example. And anyone who is under dual use restrictions knows is what I'm telling. In Germany, we have the BAFA in Eschborn, which is the Ministry of Export, which gives you the licenses. And to get a license is an exceptional case in Germany. Now, these days, of course, we have major challenges coming up in the macroeconomic side and cross-boundary borders. And I would like to know, Piotr, from you, do you have an application, an example for us, where you can explain the dual use efforts and licenses, or how would you talk about this project so that our viewers can understand what dual use means?
The hard work of Composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community, which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
Dual-use applications, or the best example of dual-use applications, are drone industry, drone and counter-drone technologies, because you can use it either for agricultural applications, for example, to monitor fields, the state of humidity in soil. In the same time, you can use the same technology to save your borders, for example, or any other critical infrastructure. That's why this is the typical example of dual-use technology. We have also many other examples, for example, in automotive industry, when we are talking about trailers or semi-trailers, you can use it for heavy construction machines, but also to transport heavy duty military equipment. So each time when you can use some equipment or technology for military purpose or civilian, we can talk about dual use. Another good example is cybersecurity. When you secure your company against some dangerous situation in your cyberspace, you can use it the same technology to public safety.
How do we connect you with stories within the composites and sustainable materials industry? We are on the ground to find the facts. We examine big, innovative ideas. We let diverse perspectives on technology and sustainability emerge and ignite conversations that matter most to bring you the composites and sustainable materials world. Stay informed, stay connected, stay inspired. From our online studios in Germany, covering events and corporates from France, Italy, UK, Central Europe, and many more European regions. Join us for creating sustainable value.
With Composites 360 on Tour, Composites Lounge Engineering Talks, and Composites Lounge End User Panels, hosted by Ilkay Özpizoğlu. Weekly on LinkedIn, YouTube, and your preferred podcasts.
I can divide this sector into groups. One is regulated, when we are talking about technology typical or for military usage, like, for example, some kind of programs in cybersecurity or some kind of equipment. But we in PIE agency, we are defining this category wider, because if, for example, we have the very good Polish company producing food ready to eat, which can be used by tourists or by military guys, it's also from our perspective dual use product, but it's not regulated because it's simply food. Or, for example, some fabrics or uniforms for special purposes, for paramedics, for example, and soldiers. Tab resistant or cut resistant uniform can be used by paramedic in ambulance or by soldiers on the border. Each time when we have some situations when we can use the same product in two different situations, this is it. And no, all of this assortment can be regulated or being under some restrictions, for example. But we are looking on this topic from a business perspective, rather not regulator, but we of course cooperate with the institutions responsible for such regulations.
So Piotr, thanks for explaining the dual use. Now, what comes to my mind is, of course, NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Now, lately, with all these hiccups in the region here, how has your relationship with NATO changed lately? And how supportive are they in dual use applications? Can you give us some sort of an insights here about NATO, and in particular in the context of small and medium-sized businesses?
Thank you for this question. This is a very important question, because in the past it was not easy for small and medium enterprises to sell their products directly to military forces or such alliance like NATO. But now the geopolitical situation is changing, and Now it's obvious that to be in contact with smaller innovative companies is both very good for business and very good for public safety. Because each time if you have some problematic situation in big defense company, for example, it's excellent situation to ask, for example, even startups or some innovative small company to solve this problem. And this is a good occasion to build some cooperation between big defense companies supported by military institutions like NATO. NATO, for example, have one of the biggest database of companies which have interesting products for them. And this is also a good occasion to be in this database for small and business small and medium companies ready to solve problems.